Local Myanmar relief efforts continue. Christians need Bibles. Italy's crackdown on migrant communities may complicate some ministry. And there's an update on the abducted church leaders in Sri Lanka. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Four American Navy ships full of relief supplies are leaving the Burmese coast. They were never given permission to help cyclone survivors. Outside relief is trickling in at best. That's putting increasing pressure on national Christians to help. While food, medicine, and other relief supplies are needed desperately, World Bible Translation Center's John Anderson says Burmese Christians are asking for God's word.
We have had a request for as many as 500,000 from Christians inside of Myanmar. Right now we're committed to 50,000, but as God provides more opportunity, we will put more text there.
Their easy-to-read Burmese New Testament is completed, and Anderson says the disaster has opened doors.
Our editor has told us that there are even Buddhist monks who are coming and asking for New Testaments. They're trying to make sense of what has happened to them and are hoping to find an answer in the Christian scriptures.
$100 places 50 New Testaments. Next, Italy's Roma communities are coming under fire as anti-immigration sentiment grows under the new government. Greater Europe Missions' Peppo Biscarini says that they don't have a ministry with the Roma people yet, but based on what the churches are saying, the situation merits a careful approach.
The thought of having missionaries coming here is not very welcome to begin with. Plus, the fact that you would associate yourself with a losing team is almost a double strike. They are not even worthy to receive the good news, in a sense. That's kind of the mindset.
Biscarini urges prayer for wisdom in their future work.
You need two callings for Italy. One is a calling to the country to come, and then a second calling to stay. If you're looking at statistics, basically, 90% of the missionaries that come here to Italy leaves after the first term and never to return.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's already difficult to get property for churches in Bucharest, Romania. A missionary with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, Scott Staub, says they're preparing their 9 church plants now to face the stunning predictions that the city's population could double, even triple, in the next 5 years.
These people are going to need housing, and these people are going to need to be evangelized as they move from various parts of Romania. So our goal is to teach and train the local churches in how to do house churches and apartments and small groups.
Nonviolent persecution is constant for the churches Staub oversees. He knows city leaders may not openly agree with evangelicals, but
they know by our staying power and by our faithfulness to the people and meeting the people's needs, they realize that those things are true and that what we're saying and the gospel is real.
Their budding ministry could benefit from a larger staff. Learn more about this ministry and its needs by going to our website. Meanwhile, Christians in Sri Lanka are facing rising persecution. A pastor and his assistant were abducted on May 31st, and 2 other men have also been abducted recently, says the World Evangelical Alliance. The abduction was reported to the police, who say they're investigating the matter. The situation in Sri Lanka is politically unstable and very hostile to Christians. Pray for the release of the abducted Christians and strength for the church in the midst of persecution. And Rick Warren recently launched a global coalition of churches, businesses, ministries, universities, and other institutions to carry out the second phase of the peace plan. The peace coalition will fight the 5 global giants that impede the gospel with 5 actions that Jesus modeled. Thousands of people from Saddleback Church have already tested out the plan on trips to 68 countries. Pray that God will guide and strengthen this ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N is making available a copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.